This is Sanctuary, the second novel in the Romulus Chronicles by Adam J. Schult, also narrated by Adam J. Schult. Chapter 1. Romulus and Pip rode out of the mountains on the warhorse. They would see the occasional creature duck out of sight or run away as they approached. Pip was alarmed at first, and then she noticed a change in their behaviour. The Simiacs were wary of the pair and the warhorse. She smiled, knowing this was better than when they first came to these mountains. After a few hours, they arrived at the hut, where they found Rufus. Romulus was saddle sore after having encouraged the warhorse to run where possible. He climbed down from Rufus and communicated with him that they would rest. Pip climbed down and did not seem to be as affected as Romulus from the ride. "The magician does not appear to be here," Pip said, looking around. "I think there is food in the hut for Rufus," Romulus said, walking towards it. Pip had reached the edge of the clearing by the time Romulus opened the hut. "Hello, my friend," Shigar said. Romulus jumped back as his eyes widened at seeing the king's magician inside the hut. Pip raced to Romulus's side, holding a throwing knife in each hand. They vanished when she saw Shigar. "Where did you come from?" she asked. "I've been waiting for you to return," Shigar said. "Was your mission successful?" "It was, and it wasn't," Romulus said. Shigar raised an eyebrow. "Please explain." Romulus sighed before retelling what Oriol had said to him and how she showed him where Sanctuary was. By the time he had finished, Shigar scratched his beard thoughtfully. "I see that your journey is not finished. Is there any way I could help?" "We need to travel by the fastest route to the Devil's Ridge Mountains," Romulus said. "Once there, I will need to prepare for the coming of the First Legion. We will not be able to enter the city for supplies. I would be grateful if you could get some for us." Shigar clicked his tongue and shook his head. "Riding is too slow. A ship would be faster." "How do we board a ship when the city is locked down and no ships are to leave the harbour?" Pip asked. A sly smile spread across the magician's face. "The city of Kea is no longer locked down." "What?" Romulus and Pip said simultaneously. Shigar shrugged. "It was quite simple. Really, the cavalry had returned to the city after their wild goose chase. King Zachary was furious and wanted the city under martial law. Every person was to be locked in their home until the prisoner was found. This would mean a city full of angry people locked away indefinitely. Zachary has changed over the past few years. He had forgotten about what it means to be the ruler of his people. He has become paranoid and greedy and allows his daughter to do as she pleases." Shigar slowly shook his head. "If the city was placed under martial law, the people would have eventually risen in revolt and many would have died. I told Zachary that this would not be necessary because the prisoner had left the city." "How did you convince him that I had gone?" Romulus asked. "I brought him up to my chambers and showed him that the crystal and your weapons were gone. He had already witnessed the magical properties of the crystal and knew that no one but you would take it. Then I told him that I felt your presence leave the city." "Is that when he opened the city?" Pip asked. "No, that took several hours of discussion for Zachary to see reason. I had merchants, the king's council, and advisors talk to the king about growing tensions within the city. At first light this morning, King Zachary reluctantly opened the gates and harbour of Kea. However, his agents were sent once more to search for you. Then I'll have trouble making my way to the Devil's Ridge Mountains with Pip," Romulus said. Shigar laughed. "The description of you is vague at best. Zachary's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?